Title: Section Contrast Using Only Mutes for Pirate Radio Energy Advanced. All right, welcome back. This is an advanced arrangement lesson for drum and bass in Ableton Live, and we're doing something that sounds almost too strict to work. We're going to create massive section contrast using only mutes. No new sounds, no new patterns, no extra FX hits to cover our edits. Just removing things on purpose, in a way that feels like pirate radio energy, like someone's on a slightly dodgy mixer, cutting channels, slamming them back in, and somehow the tune feels more alive because of it. And I want you to really hear the mindset here. We're not making the track empty, we're making the track speak. Silence is pressure, absence is rhythm. Let's set up the session first, because speed matters when you're designing cuts. Open arrangement view. That's important. In session view, mutes can feel like performance. In arrangement view, mutes are decisions. Group your main elements into big, readable sections. You want a drums group, a bass group, a music group for pads, stabs, atmos, and a VOX/FX group. Color code them. Not because it's pretty, because when you're arranging with mutes, you need to see the song instantly. The visual clarity makes your decisions faster and cleaner. Now, even though we're not doing a live performance as the final product, I still want you to MIDI map a few mutes. Go into MIDI map mode, click the track activator on a few key tracks or groups, and map them to keys or pads. At minimum, map bass, break, hats or tops, and FX or VOX. Here's why: you can play mute ideas quickly, find patterns that feel exciting, and then go back and edit the automation precisely. This is one of those pro workflows that saves you from drawing a thousand little boxes with your mouse before you even know if the idea is good. Next, we need an anchor groove. This is the thing you do not change. Set your tempo in a classic DNB pocket, somewhere around 172 to 176. Your core drum loop should already work. Kick and snare locked, hats rolling, maybe a break layer underneath if that's your vibe. Your bass should be a solid one or two bar phrase that feels like it could loop forever without getting annoying. Teacher moment. If the loop only feels good because there are constant fills and FX and ear candy, muting won't save it. Mutes are contrast. They magnify what's already there. So make sure your core loop slaps even fairly dry. Quick check on stock Ableton tools just to make sure the loop has enough weight to survive being exposed by cuts. On the drum bus group, consider drum bus for grit and knock, then glue compressor for cohesion. You're not trying to crush it, just a couple dB of gain reduction so the drums feel like one machine. On the bass group, a saturator with soft clip on can help it stay solid when things drop out around it, and a simple EQ to keep subs clean, high pass just below the audible sub area so you're not wasting headroom on rumble. Now we're building what I call mute lanes. Your arrangement becomes a grid of removals. Let's make a 64 bar drop. Duplicate your loop out so you have a long runway. And now we plan the cuts in phrases, because DNB is phrase music. 8 bar logic, 16 bar logic, 32 bar logic. That's how it feels DJ friendly and intentional. Here's a strong template. Bars 1 to 8, full power. Establish identity. Let the dancer floor trust the record. Bars 9 to 16, remove one element for bounce. Not everything, just one. Hats out or break out, something like that. Bars 17 to 24, remove a different element. Maybe a one-bar bass dropout, then slam it back. Bars 25 to 32, a bigger tease cut. Two beats to one bar, the kind of move that makes people look up like, wait, what just happened? Bars 33 to 48, repeat the idea, but shift the timing. Same vocabulary, different placement. Bars 49 to 64, pre-second drop tension. More frequent micro-mutes, but still controlled. Now in Ableton, press it to show automation lanes. For most of this, I recommend automating the track activator. You can also disable clip sections, but automation is easier to read at a glance, and readability matters when you revise. So choose a track, pick track activator, and start with big, obvious one-bar blocks. Then we get surgical. Now let's talk about the pirate radio mute moves. These are DNB-specific patterns that, when you do them right, immediately sound like someone's writing the desk. Move A, the bass dropout stab, mute the bass for one beat to one bar, right before snare hit, then bring it back like a punchline. A classic placement is beat 4 right before the snare lands in that next moment. Another great placement is the first half of bar 1 of an 8-bar phrase, like you're messing with the listener's expectations. Why does it work? Because the ear fills in the missing bass. When it returns, it feels louder even if it's not. That's psychoacoustics doing free work for you. Ableton tip: if your bass has tails that smear, automate the group activator rather than a child track, or shorten the release of the cut is decisive. If the bass keeps talking after you mute it, it won't read as a real cut. Move B. Break removal equals modern roll. If you're layering in Amen or Think Break under clean drums, keep it in for grit then mute it for 4 bars and suddenly you're in clean roller territory. Alternate every 8 or 16 and you get instant contrast. Jungle pressure versus tech step cleanliness, without changing a single note. Move C. Hat guillotine. Mute the hats or tops for half a bar every 4 bars. Keep kick and snare running. That's the key. The dance floor needs the grid. Tops are the air. When you remove them, it feels like the room closes in. And when they return, it's like the ceiling lifts. Advanced spice. Don't always cut on perfectly expected halves. Try muting the second half of bar 4, rather than the whole bar. It feels played, like a human move. Move D. Vocal or FXTs only. For 2 bars, mute most effects, but leave one hook element, like a shout, a siren, a stab, but place it rhythmically, like percussion. If it's floating, it feels accidental. If it lands like a drum part, it feels like a DJ tag. Now, we need these mutes to sound tight. Hard mutes can click, or the mix can collapse. We fix that with structure, not with adding new content. First, clicks on audio mutes. If you're muting audio and you're slicing at a non-zero crossing, you can get pops. Add tiny fades at cuts. 1 to 5 milliseconds is often enough. It's invisible, but it turns amateur cuts into pro cuts immediately. Second, returns and tails. If you mute a dry track, but your reverb and delay returns keep ringing, sometimes that's sick and sometimes it's messy and ruins the illusion of a hard cut. You've got 2 clean options. Put the FX inside the group so when the group mutes, everything mutes together. Or, if you love the return setup, automate the return track activator too, so you can do hard broadcast style cuts. Third, keep wait when tops disappear. Sometimes you mute hats and suddenly the whole track feels like it lost body. One trick is a very subtle short room on the drum bus, tiny decay, very low wet. Not to add reverb sound, but to stabilize the sense of space so when you cut elements, the mix doesn't fall apart. Now, let's get more surgical with drum rack mutes. If your drums are in a drum rack, you can mute pads. This is gold for pirate desk energy, because you can kill layers like you're muting channels on a mixer. For example, you might have a clean snare, a snare noise layer, a rim or ghost layer, and a ride layer. Muting the ride for 4 bars gives you lift when it returns. Muting the snare noise for 1 bar, before a phrase change creates that thin to thick impact without changing the rhythm. And here's an important distinction. If you want coherence, automate the group activator. That feels like one big channel cut. If you want drama, automate child tracks or individual pads. That feels like hands juggling multiple faders. Use both intentionally. Now I'm going to give you a ready-to-use 32-bar mute script. You can copy this concept into your drop today. Bars 1 to 8, full. Bar 9. Mute hats for beats 3 and 4, just half a bar. Bar 12, mute bass for beat 4 only. Quick stab. Bars 13 to 16, mute the break layer entirely. Clean roll. Bar 17, full back in. Bar 20, mute music or pads for 1 bar. Drums and bass only. Bar 24, mute bass for 1 bar. Let drums and FX carry. Bar 25, slam bass back, and at the same time mute hats for half a bar. That return plus air cut is nasty in a good way. Bars 29 to 32, more frequent micro mutes, roughly 1 per bar. Then right before the next section, a 1 beat everything but snare cut. So the snare lands, the world disappears for a beat, and then the full rig comes back. That last one is reload bait. That's the moment people pull the stank face like they got tricked. Now, a few advanced coach notes that will level this up fast. Treat mutes like fader cuts, not silence. A good cut has a reason, setup, misdirect, punchline, and you need a duration vocabulary. Tiny cuts, like an eighth or a quarter note, are spice. Half bar to 1 bar is a gesture. 2 to 4 bars is a statement. 8 bars or more is a reset. If all your mutes last the same length, it starts sounding like editing, not performance. Also, choose protected elements per section. This is huge. Advanced contrast works, because the listener trusts that something won't disappear. So decide. In drop A, maybe kick and snare are protected, and bass is negotiable. In drop B, maybe bass is protected and tops are negotiable. In a mid-drop, maybe snare is protected and you do a very short kick cut once, just to scare people, but keep it rare. Micro-timing is another pro trick. You don't always have to cut exactly on the grid. Try cutting tops a tiny fraction early, like a 30-second note early, so it feels like a fast hand. or bring the bass back a hair late once in a while for a swung re-entry sensation. But do this rarely, once every 8 to 16 bars, otherwise it just feels sloppy. And please, a slash be your cuts with headroom in mind. The slam back in effect depends on a consistent ceiling. If your limiter is behaving totally differently before and after the cut, the return won't feel like impact, it'll just feel like different squashing. Keep an eye on that. Now let's talk about a couple darker, heavier DNB moves, still using only mutes. Sub only intimidation. Mute the mid bass. Keep only sub for a bar or two. The room still shakes, but it feels hollow and threatening. Then you bring the mids back and it feels like an upgrade. Make the snare feel bigger with silence. Mute hats for half a bar leading into a snare on bar 8 or 16. The snare suddenly seems wider and louder, because you remove the masking. Negative fill endings. Instead of adding a fill at the end of a phrase, remove the fill ingredients. Last bar before the change, mute hats and percussion entirely. Last half beat, mute bass. Leave kick and snare like a signpost. It's minimal and violent. One beat blackout with a protected transient. Mute everything for exactly one beat except a single snare hit. It sounds like the desk got punched, but the groove anchor still lands. Now for a quick practice exercise. 50 minutes, no excuses. Take a 16-bar loop that already grooves. Drums, bass, minimal music. Duplicate it to make 64 bars. Your only allowed track activator automation. Clip disabling and tiny fades to prevent clicks. Write a mute story. Four big mutes that last 1 to 4 bars, and 8 micro mutes that are 1 beat to half a bar. Then bounce a quick render and listen at low volume. Low volume is ruthless. If the arrangement still reads, you've done it right. This audio version is shortened for playback.